table.
Small and short, but I'll get with you.
We like tables.
All right, I will call this meeting to order. It is the first meeting of 2020 for the Public Safety Committee. It is 9 a.m. Monday, January 13th, 2020. We are at the City Hall Conference Room upstairs at City Hall. I'll call to order the meeting and acknowledge that the press and the public have been duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The first order of business for this meeting will be the election of chair and vice chair. We'll start with the election of chair, and I will call to see if there are any nominations.
I nominate Philip Pounds.
Nominate Ryan.
All right, so we have a nomination for Philip Pounds. And for Councilmember Buchanan.
Need to have a second.
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
She just nominated you. Get all three.
All right. I will call for a vote on the nomination for Councilmember Pounds for chair. All those in
Aye.
Favor?
Aye.
Any nays?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay. Okay, that motion fails. Is all those in favor for Councilmember Buchanan for the office of chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any nays? And that passes. And I will
turn it over to me.
Turn it over to Chair Buchanan for the nominations for vice chair.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first meeting of Public Safety. We have nominations for Vice Chair.
Jimmy.
Okay, I'll second that. All those in favor of Jimmy for Vice Chair, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Perfect. Now we have
Is
Vice
that
Chair.
The one that's not here?
Yeah. Exactly.
You need to use last
yes.
names.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Congratulations.
There you go.
Wow. I'm underwhelmed.
We are moving on to item 3, approval of previous minutes meetings, which goes way back to November 4th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion to approve the minutes of November 4th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Then we'll move on to item 4, which is citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to approach, make any type of comments they need to, and state your name and address for the record. Name and address. The record. Come on forward.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
And if you don't, if
yeah,
you don't
you
can
just
mind,
sign
if you can
sign
name, okay. address, and email, and that way we can communicate with you.
Okay. I'll do that after I.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. I'm Pastor Phil Clark, St.
Yes.
Mark's Lutheran Church, 300 Palm Boulevard, here on Isle of Palms, and I come today. I want to apologize to you because the letter that I wrote requesting for a permanent waiver on the ordinance for noise. So that I might be able to have the blessing of the veterans and first responders and render military honors. In order to do that, full military honors calls for a 21-gun salute.
Okay.
And back when I did it this November, I checked with the chief, and he said, well, actually, if you guys do that, you're going to be in violation. So he and the mayor both encouraged me to come speak with you and see if it might be possible to have once a year an annual permanent waiver for the noise so we could fire the 21-gun salute during that ceremony. So I wrote up a letter about that, but I referred to you as Chief Corbin instead of Chief Cornett.
So. And it is, it's only Monday.
I realized that on the way. I went, oh my goodness, I didn't call him right.
And when is the date of this?
Yeah, the one I'm planning for this year would be November 7th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday. We do it from, this whole blessing ceremony was from like 12 noon till roughly about 1:40 or 12:45.
Okay.
And the toward the end of the ceremony is when the 21-gun salute comes.
Okay.
So I applaud your planning ahead.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I know it takes time
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, it does.
And coordinating all those efforts and everything.
Go ahead.
Because there is still some time, there is no item for action on the agenda.
Correct.
Therefore, they technically shouldn't discuss it at this meeting because
okay.
an action is required. What I think if it's the will of the chair and the committee, I will share this letter with the committee and include it in the February committee meeting agenda for you all to discuss and take action.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
Perfect.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you so much for bringing it. I love it.
All right. I'll go ahead and fill that out for you.
Thank you, Pastor Phil.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you, Desiree.
Any other citizens' comments? There's nobody else in the out front here. So we'll move on to old business. Consideration of Ordinance 2019-16, an ordinance establishing new standards for dilapidated structures. We've already had first reading on this.
Correct.
This is here just to implement any changes or there's no votes going to be taken on it. So
you could make a recommendation for second reading. It's not necessary, but according to the code, after an ordinance goes through first reading, it should go back to the committee for additional discussion if there needs to be any more.
Okay.
So these changes that were in the packet, that's what went in front of council in November?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, got it. I don't know if this was updated language or not. Okay.
Well, the committee has been working on this for several months, and a version of the ordinance was presented to City Council for first reading before November, and council did not take any action on it. It came back to the committee, and the committee worked on it for a couple more months. The version that you have in front of you includes selections of the International Property Maintenance Code to address some of the concerns that were raised by some residents that address vacant structures around the island that are not currently well-maintained. This code...
not only vacant, though.
Vacant and...
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
This code would require that owners of all homes, whether they're occupied or vacant...
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
It would require that owners of homes that are occupied and or vacant and vacant keep exterior walls in good condition and protected by paint and other covering and free of cracks, breaks, rots, or excessive mildew. It also includes a requirement to keep roofs free of leaks, keep stairs, decks, and porches and handrails properly attached and structurally sound, and it also includes a requirement for folks to keep their pools in good repair with filters on to ensure that the water remains clean and sanitary. There is also a provision, and this came out of the committee after the City Council didn't take any action the first time around for first reading, that the city include a provision for when the mayor declares a state of emergency so that there is some flexibility there, and that it would allow for the staff to review properties on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
Those are some of the concerns that Douglas and I have expressed with the ordinance is, I guess, the expectation that properties are going to be, that staff is going to be selective when dealing with some properties, and I just, you know, we kind of continue to emphasize that, you know, is a flaw, and, you know, staff should, you know, wouldn't be expected to do that. When these things become apparent or our complaints are submitted to the city would have to address those across the board equally, regardless of, you know, who it is.
Correct. And it does mention, I mean, one of the things I have issues with this ordinance is it does say that, and it does mention the LG on outside the buildings can be maintained, cleaned. Houses need to be plumb and level, which is another thing. Then you have situations like this. This is just a picture. You know, obviously that envelope is not sealed. Right here, conditions like that are really not a big. You have conditions where that's, you know, something like that. So, and obviously, these are all buildings of. These are pictures of city buildings. So as soon as this law passes, the city's in violation of a number of these. So we need to look at it as well. So it's gonna be a hard one to enforce. But like I said, it'll go through second reading. We'll see how it goes through there.
Mm-hmm. Any amendments or changes would be entertained
at that time.
At second reading,
correct. Okay. Any other action on that then? That'll move on to second reading. We don't need to vote because we didn't make any changes.
Mm-hmm.
Update on implementation of approved changes to the beach parking plan. Yeah.
The new changes that were approved by council late last year were, just as a reminder, were extending parallel parking only and parking 4 feet off the pavement on Palm Boulevard between 41st Avenue and 53rd Avenue, and also requiring parallel parking only on the avenues between 1st and 9th that connect to Ocean Boulevard. The implementation of that project was assigned to the police department, who procured, ordered the signs, are in the process of installing them as we speak.
Perfect.
I noticed them this morning on Palm.
Good.
I don't know if that's new or...
They are new.
Come
they
out,
are new.
Some came out there yesterday, but today it's like...
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll move on to update on DOT between 10th and 21st.
Yes, I included in the packet the letter that we received from SADOT responding to the city's request for them to conduct a speed study on Palm Boulevard between 10th and 21st Avenue. They conducted the study and determined that based on the study and the guidelines for the Federal Highway Administration, they're not really recommending lowering the speed limit. They took into consideration bicycle and pedestrian activity, traffic conditions, and also looked at the collision history. Mm-hmm. And it did not show a pattern of speed-related accidents. That's pretty much all I can update on that. I thought it was really interesting that, you know, they indicated that I think most drivers use a drive within a speed of 36 miles an hour. I guess we could argue that for that stretch, that may be a little too high, but I guess it didn't meet their requirements for considering or recommending a reduction of the speed limit.
Were they there from like 2 to 4 a.m. or something?
It was definitely the slow season,
right.
So I don't know if...
Well, we all know that, especially the chief, that they come out off the connector, and it's Le Mans trying to jockey for position. Right. I doubt they're going 35.
Right.
And golf carts and kids on bicycles are crossing right. Anyway.
And basically, what they did, they took their collision report from just over a few years, was it 16 through 19? And then it's not necessarily
nothing we can do about it, but
yeah,
at least we looked into it.
How did this one get born? I mean, from a citizen comment or just the committee?
A little bit of both. We've had folks who live around the S-turn down there who wanted us to try and look at, find ways to create a safer environment where people are going to try to cross the crosswalk right there, as well as folks who live back here in Oak Harbor who try to get to the beach, and there's no crosswalk for them as well, and the traffic is just, you know, as soon as you come up Palm Boulevard and it opens into double lanes in front of the post office, it opens it up and people tend to go up faster. Yeah. So, okay, well, we'll have to look at other ways that we can try to increase safety in the area as well. I'm not just saying we can't. I mean, it's just that's one hurdle. Let's find other ways to. Go ahead.
I would like to ask them to come in during the summer.
Correct.
Maybe conduct the study again and take more data from the activity that we see in a summer Saturday,
right.
Which we know is pretty
right.
consistent. Yeah. So that may be a next step, to reach out to them and say, you know, would you consider doing this again?
Memorial Day
weekend.
Yeah.
To see.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely, let's try and do that. Update on safety camera at Breach Inlet.
We have reached out to Technology Solutions. It is in their queue, and he cannot give me an exact date on when they will start. He's trying to recommend some changes that might save the city a little bit of money and maybe make it a little bit easier for viewing of fire and police.
Okay.
Just a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still kind of working on those things. It will be done. It is in the queue to get done.
Okay.
Just he's working on some things with Sullivan's Island over on their end of Breach Inlet as well.
Yeah, what do they got going on over there?
They're putting in a LPR, a license plate reader. Ugh. So they will now have one coming onto the island from both ways. So one on Ben Sawyer and one on Breach Inlet.
Wow. That's scary. Okay. I was wondering what was going to be. Okay. Well, good. update on our TrueGrid sample installation?
Yes. So throughout the holiday season, we try to get some estimates for the installation of this sample product that we're thinking about. We want to know how it works. We want to see how it operates in real life. And this company has graciously donated 4 spaces mm-hmm. for us to do that. We just have to pay for the installation. The first quote that we received was over $8,000, and according to our code, if it's over $5,000, we need to have several quotes to compare. We're in the process of acquiring. We have one.
Okay.
We're in the process of trying to get other contractors to also give us some, at least a quote.
Okay.
We're going to follow up, try to get something this month. If our efforts are not successful, then we'll go ahead with and evaluate the proposal that we've received. We just have to make a conscious effort at trying to get additional competitive pricing. So that's pretty much where we are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work around, and this is, a significantly smaller project compared to some of the other projects that these folks can work on. So it's been a little challenging getting contractors to get interested and give us pricing. So,
do you need help with contractor names and stuff like that, or
we have a list of people that we've worked in the past.
Okay.
That was also help.
Okay.
If you know of any
okay.
contractors
yes.
that might be interested, let me know,
okay.
and we'll reach out and send them the idea and
okay.
the plan and get some additional quotes that way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. I do.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have anything on that? Update on the purchase of our ladder truck, refurbishment of the ladder truck.
Yep. So the 75 foot is in New York at this time, doing its getting its final, and we should have it up and running. We're going for final inspection in January or February 2020. It should be in service no later than the end of February or March.
Cool.
So that's a good deal.
That's the 75 foot?
Correct.
Okay.
Which is the new truck.
That's the new one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then the 95 being refurbed is in Florida at this time. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's underweight, and the ETA is 2020. June of 2020.
June of 2020.
Okay.
A little bit more
that's
specific.
Sorry about that.
You're fine.
Okay, we'll both have them in service before the season, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Any other on this? Perfect. New business. Review of police and fire departments 10-year capital plan, discussion of new initiatives and projects for consideration.
All right. So I added this to the agenda. This is the same section that's included in your FY20 budget. It includes the police and fire department's 10-year capital plan. This is exactly as it's included in FY20. So staff has not yet made the changes that we will present to you all for the FY21 budget process. We typically start the budgeting process in January,
mm-hmm.
and they begin with a meeting with the city treasurer, myself, and the department heads, where we'll go over what we have and make some changes based on timing and need and any new initiatives that they want the committee to entertain and discuss. I wanted, before we did that, we're in the process of scheduling those meetings with the department heads as we speak, but I wanted to provide the committee an opportunity to have a discussion about the plan, and if there are any initiatives or new projects that you would like for staff to consider and think about and maybe get you some information on for consideration for FY21. So my plan was not to go over each line item at
mm-hmm.
this point, because we would do that once the changes have been incorporated from the staff's perspective. But I don't, just wanted to get some feedback if there's anything in particular that you're interested in seeing happening this year, anything that's not included in the 10-year capital plan that you think it should or you would like for it to be included, or again, any other projects that you're just dying to see.
I think one of our big, obviously our biggest expenses coming out this year and next year is public safety, and
mm-hmm.
that's going to keep a continual roll into that. G Jimmy, you got anything there?
I have to study it.
Yeah, I know. I said we just, but. And so you're planning to meet with your department heads, kind of go over, revise, and. Okay.
And I've already had a discussion with Chief Cornett, and he already talked about some changes that he's contemplating for this document. So next time you'll see it, this will obviously won't be the only time that
correct.
You're going to be able to provide some feedback. I just wanted to kind of put it in your report and know that this would be the time in the process where we're going to be working actively on it. And if there's any information that you would like for us to develop for you as you start to study, you know, so you study this document and study sort of the initiatives that the committee is going to pursue this year, let us know and we'll get you, you know, all the information that we can and that we have on so, anything in particular.
So both of these are equipment related and mm-hmm. building, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anything staffing wise that anybody's got on the radar screen or?
This is just capital.
This capital.
Just capital.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about staff later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
There is a section here under special projects, and that's mm-hmm. that's pretty much what I'm looking at for this, and same thing for the fire department. But yeah, that'll all be part of the discussion when we start with capital projects, and then we go into operations expenses, operational expenses, mm-hmm. and that's when we'll talk about vacancies and staffing levels.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Well, I got it now.
All right.
Okay.
And this is also included in your FY20 approved budget. It's mm-hmm. pages 39 through 41.
Okay. Well, this is something we'll be working on for the next few months. Yes. Basically, the only thing we're tasked with is setting a balanced budget. Consideration of approval of sole source contract amount of $30,994.27 to Fleet Mobile Vision for replacement of 6 in-car camera systems. It's budgeted.
It is budgeted. Mm-hmm. And before I let Chief Cornett explain the purchase, I just want to highlight that $57,000 is what's budgeted in this line item. Mm-hmm. However, $34,000 was what was budgeted for the replacement of the 6 in-car camera system. So we're actually roughly $3,000 under budget in that expense.
So this is, we have 4 new trucks that are in Columbia being upfitted right now with the lights and emergency package.
Yep.
The goal would be that we can order these and get the cameras installed while they're up there.
Okay.
So we also have 2 additional cars, one that has an old, out-of-date in-car camera system that does not function with the server that we currently have in place, and then one that does not have a camera in it. This will give us a chance to get rid of the old ones, make sure all of our vehicles have current in-car cameras that are operating with the database that we currently have.
Correct. So your car, and I just keep you up to date, so with these, updating these camera systems, because right now you can, to upload them into the network or what have you can just, the car just kind of pulls into the Sally port or into the garage, and it automatically uploads
correct.
Out of the car into the system. And not all cars are mm-hmm. while they may be fitted with that, that's just
correct.
They're plus, outdated.
With these new in-cars, they link correct. Up with the body camera they wear. So
correct.
That when one or the other turns on and they're within enough feet for the Bluetooth to go off, both cameras are recording, so we get multi-views of what's going on to protect us or to provide any additional evidence that we may need from the scene.
Okay. Okay, so there's consideration of approval of sole source, and we're doing sole source primarily because it's state contract, or is it, or this is folks
it's
we've worked with before, or?
It's the same system that we have. If we
okay.
had a different
technology.
System.
It would different technologies.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
That
just for
allows for ease transition
okay.
Between the systems and the software that we have.
Okay, a motion to approve?
Yeah, make a motion.
Okay, there's a motion to approve the purchase of 6 in-car camera systems for the amount of $30,994.27. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Perfect. So this will have to go through, how long are the trucks going to be in Columbia?
They are estimating that they will be done with them around February. So the hope is that if this goes through By the end of this month, we can order them and have them
up there.
Up there before they release would be the last thing they put in.
Okay, perfect. That's I was just wondering.
That's the whole time.
Yes, the timeline. Okay. Item 7, department highlight to department reports. It's been a while since we've heard from y'all, so you got hat.
Well, I'm going to break the rules probably here. I don't mean to. I'm going to go back to F because I think I messed up, guys. My briefing this morning was brief at that. So please, I apologize. The 75 foot's in Florida,
yes.
ETA June 2020.
Okay.
And the 95, the refurb, is in New York. And that's the one that will be in service at the end of February.
Okay. Friend.
So just want to make sure I quoted that correctly. Fire department report. December was actually a pretty slow month, as it's our down season, but it definitely delivered on major calls. On the 5th, we had a structure fire at 72 Morgan Place Drive. That's the golf cart shed.
Mm-hmm.
Back there was a pretty good, lot of potential for to be really bad, but our guys did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Got a quick knockdown. Really proud of them for that. On top of that, we did the Pearl Harbor Day Remembrance Ceremony at the VFW. We did provide one firefighter along with, I believe, police and performed honor guard duties. And then also for the tree lighting ceremony, we had a crew that showed up for that as well. Included in the report was a letter that we received in December for a call that happened back in July 22nd for a full arrest on a pediatric. The guys did a really good job, made a save there. 61 total calls for the month of December. As you can see, it's all right there. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to field those. I meant to include the year-end analytics as well. Mm-hmm. I don't have those numbers right in front of me. I can get them to you, but we did break 1,000, I think 1,020 some calls for the year.
Okay.
So.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Chief?
So over the month of November and December, I held multiple community meetings with mm-hmm. residents, just kind of getting their feedback, what we're doing right, what we can improve on, and how we can work together. We'll put that together into a packet here soon and present that to Ms. Fragoso and go from there.
And Chief, there's one left in Wild Dunes, right?
That's correct. That's the reason I haven't put anything together
perfect.
Yet. We were working with the HOA president, or
Dave
yeah.
To get that scheduled.
Okay,
so
good.
My plan is to have that within before the next meeting.
Okay.
We'll have that meeting. We also participated in Sober Slammer kickoff event with Charleston County and Tri-County law enforcement agencies. And part of that, we offered free breath tests outside the Windjammer on New Year's Eve, just to kind of reduce the number of people that would be willing to get behind a wheel, and a lot of positive feedback from that. We also participated in the Color Guard for the Winter Fest down in Front Beach, and that was a public safety Color Guard with fire and police, and it was the first
That's
time
good.
We had done that, so we are going to perfect that as we continue to go. We also held our first awards dinner for the police department and recognized Officer of the Year, Professional Staff Member of the Year, and Rookie of the Year, as well as multiple other certificates people that had achieved throughout their career in law enforcement. It was very successful. And then you can see the calls for service were 1,125 for the month of December. Total for the year were 30,874. The year-to-date numbers, we're still going back and double-checking. With the systems, we've had some CAD is not agreeing with something that we have here, so some of these numbers are off. We're going back and confirming those. We did confirm all the numbers for the month of December that are all correct. And you can kind of see all those. I won't read them all to you. But one of the other things that is coming up is we are getting ready to release our new patch. We ordered them. They are here. And just as a little
teaser,
I'll share each of you with one of our little koozies. And it has the patch on one side, and the other side is the hashtag IOPPD. The purpose of that hashtag is so that we're always sending something out with that hashtag to the police department, so everyone can look it up and kind of follow mm-hmm. us. That
so way. If I get pulled over, kind of go.
car carrying member.
I don't think so, Jim.
Perfect.
Nice.
And our presence on social media has been really... taken well, so a lot of folks, even with this morning with the fog, and whoever's in charge of that, and whether it's you, yes, that's right. I figured it's multiple people, but it's working well. We get a lot of good feedback from the community on that, and that's really what they want. People just want to know what's going on, and that's really what they do. that's the first place to go. So, but thank you on that. You're good. How are you with your staffing levels? And where
were
we at with that?
Three vacancies in patrol, one vacancy in detectives, and then one captain's vacancy.
Okay. And I have a feeling we're probably going to be talking about personnel and structure and down the road here with the, with your department and everything. Okay. Okay, perfect. And how are you with your staffing levels? Do you know? Or?
Right now we're, I believe, full staff.
As I thought. Okay. Good. Wow.
30-minute meeting. Look
good
at that.
Good Lord. That's how we do it.
Impressive.
Any other business? Nothing? Next meeting date is set for February 3rd. That is...
the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the Monday after the Super Bowl, and it is the day before the MASC Hometown Legislative Action Day.
Yep.
It's the 4th and the 5th, and I believe.
Yeah.
Chair.
And I'm not sure that I will be in town, because I'm driving, going to Asheville that weekend.
Okay.
And then I'm on my way back down. I'm just going to stop in Columbia and
okay.
stay for the hometown thing. So if you want, if we can do it that day, then Jimmy can chair it. Doesn't have, I don't have a problem with that. Or we can just move it to the following week. So
let's just keep it on schedule.
Keep it on schedule.
I think, you know, one of the things I get from citizens, like,
yep.
I never know when the meetings are.
Yeah. Right. Just keep it the same.
Yeah.
That's
a
good point.
That's fine. You don't have a problem with that then? I, honestly,
yeah,
I don't know.
Here.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. I mean, I'm...
So I don't think anything major coming up.
No, I don't. Yeah, we'll just be, a lot of it's going to be budget and
right.
updates.
And updates.
Yeah. And who knows what my schedule is.
Yeah.
Really, I'm going to be here.
Away.
No, no, it's more
we're live
away.
Streaming now. So.
Right. Yes. Perfect. Okay. No other business. Next meeting will be Monday, February 3rd at 9 a.m.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor to adjourn? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. It is 9:30.